Thank you. Thank you. WBCN in Boston, you're listening to. This is Larry Coryell live from the Jazz Workshop.
Thank you. We'd like to introduce the members of the group. On the drums, Mr. Harry Wilkinson. Harry Wilkinson. Other half of the rhythmic function is Mr. John Miller, naturally. On the bass. I was alluding to an old radio personality because I'm going to introduce Mr. Mike Mandel on the piano, and I can't think of a better old radio personality imitator than Mike Mandel. He's fantastic. However, we're going out on the radio tonight. Mike is also from Boston, and we're going to be hearing one of his compositions coming up very soon. And Steve Marcus is on the soprano saxophone. Steve Marcus. This album is called Offering, and it's a composition written by our drummer, Harry. And it's on the Vanguard label and should be in your stores right now. Here's a tune that is not on the album. This is written by Mike Mandel. It's taken from Chaucer, and it's called Hymn Hopper. You can come up and ask Mike what it means after the set. Here it comes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. For Harry Wilkinson, Steve Marcus, John Miller, and Mike Mandel, this is yours truly, Larry Correa. We'll be back in a few minutes for another set. Thank you.
That's Larry Coryell's group. You heard the personnel. Their most recent album is on Vanguard, the Vanguard label on which they've done most of their recording. The first album was called Lady Coryell, then came Coryell, then Spaces, which is an interesting album in that it teams Larry Coryell with probably the other leading guitar player in the world today, John McLaughlin, before he was the Mahavishnu. And then came an album on the Flying Dutchman label. And finally, this most recent one, Offering, which was just released last month and is probably readily available. We were talking before the broadcast began, about some upcoming things at the Jazz Workshop. Next week, Joe Henderson, Tuesday night, 11:15. The week after that, 2 weeks from tonight, that is, Freddie Hubbard. And the week after that, Bill Evans. That's all very nice. As for the goings-on in 733 Boylston Street this week, you probably know by now that Miles Davis is debuting his new group next door at Paul's Mall.